Good morning, it's Lisa Stone for Parenting Aces, and I am outside Court 10 with UGA coach Manny Diaz. Good morning, Manny.
Good morning, Lisa.
Thanks for being here, and I just wanted to talk to you about your experience being here as the college coach of a professional player. What's it like to sit in the stands and watch one of your former Bulldogs just kick it on the court?
Well, it's a lot of fun, you know, just following somebody like John or, you know, for that matter, just all the coaches, college coaches that are here, you know, just following their former players. It's just a great sense of pride and what they've achieved. And, you know, for me, it's just I'm just not here as a coach, but I'm here just, you know, as a friend and just to give John support, you know, a longstanding relationship. You know, we chat, we text, we joke back and forth, and you know, just giving them support and just being a friend.
When I interviewed John's mother yesterday, she mentioned your name several times during our little short interview as somebody who had and continues to have incredible influence over her son. You said y'all are in touch, but what types of things do you talk about in terms of his tennis career?
Oh, I don't know that I talked to him much about his, you know, his former days. We kind of joke, you know, about, you know, little episodes that we kind of shared and fun we had along the way. You know, it's just a sort of an ongoing relationship, and you know, we have shared many moments, and I think that the biggest thing is that, you know, you know, as a coach, you know, we've had a good deal of influence and not only the development on the court, but, you know, outside, you know, what kind of people they are. And just, you know, I'm more proud, you know, about John's sort of, you know, person than I am in his tennis results. And, you know, he's just continues to show, you know, such great, you know, class as a competitor, you know, now being the highest ranked American, you know, I'm awfully proud of that, but just a tremendous, you know, pride in who he is as a person, really, more than anything.
Were you in his match versus Monfils the other night?
You know, I was not. My flight got canceled, and then I got on another flight, and it got delayed, and I never made that one, but, you know, I've seen him play Gael before, and, you know, I was actually watching on TV, you know, after dinner, you know, we made it to Manhattan, and I was watching, and I was actually happy that the TV was on mute, because, you know, I heard about, you know, what happened, you know, but, you know, it's a U.S. Open, and it's a multicultural sort of tournament, and all kinds of nationalities being represented here, and you know, it's very different, but you know, I thought the way John handled it was great.
How do you feel his college experience and being in environments in college where he was being cheered against may have helped him during that kind of weird incident that happened, for lack of a better word?
Yeah, well I think that helped, that, you know, college tennis and in particular playing at Georgia in front of so many fans. You know, we had 5,000-6,000 fans, you know, for our NCAA tournament, you know, his senior year, and really all 4 years, just being sort of on a big stage, I think really prepared him, you know, to even in that first summer where he kind of just came out so fast. He won a futures after college, after the NCAAs in 2007. He won a futures his first time out. Then he got a wild card into the Challenger. He won that Challenger. And then he got a wild card into D.C. and made it all the way to the finals. And then found himself playing Roger Federer here. I think it was the third round of the U.S. Open. First summer, and he was not sort of overwhelmed by it. And so I think that as far as preparation, I think college tennis really meant a lot to him. I think that was a proof. I mean, he wasn't swallowed by the huge atmosphere of this event or Arthur Ashe on one particular match against Roger. He went out and won the first set, and you know, Roger was too good after that. But I think that the college tennis does a lot for these kids, you know, as far as preparation.
And one last question. When you are watching juniors with the thought of recruiting them to the University of Georgia, are you looking at who you might be able to help develop to that next step in the professional ranks, or is that a consideration for you at all?
Well, it is. Obviously, as coaches, we all try to win. You know, we try to attract the best student athletes. You know, I look at more than just, you know, talent. You gotta evaluate talent. Talent is hugely important. But you also look for the right fit for your program. You know, you look at character. You look at, you know, how the is a kid coachable. You look at, you know, how they act under pressure, under duress when things are not going their way. You want to see, you know, their quote professionalism and preparation. You know, are they out there stretching? Are they doing the things that they, you know, are they being disciplined? Are they mature enough to, you know, kind of handle certain situations? And all those things kind of come into play.
Thank you. Have a great day, and thanks for talking with Parenting Aces.
Sure thing, Lisa.